Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 11th of March, 2025. Today's topic is Christ's power to forgive. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 9 verses 2 through 7. Verse 2. And, behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And, behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier, to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. Verse 7. And he arose, and departed to his house. Key verse. Matthew chapter 9 verse 6a. But that ye may know that the Son of Man, power on earth to forgive sins. The major reason why Jesus came into this world was to die for the sins of every boy and girl. No one on earth has the power to forgive sins, only Jesus has the power. According to our Bible passage, a paralyzed man was brought to Jesus for healing. Immediately Jesus said to him, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. The people around him were surprised that Christ did not immediately pray for the sick man, but rather ask that his sins be forgiven him. This is because the origin of sickness and diseases is sin. The sinner has to first be forgiven before healing can come to the body. If you remain in your sins, you cannot receive healing from sickness, success in examination, protection from all evil, promotion, provision, prosperity, and finally eternal life. Repentance is the only key to unlocking God's blessings. That is the only way Christ can have fellowship with you. Repent today and do not let the purpose while Christ came into this world be defeated in your life. Prayer for today. Lord, I do not want the purpose why you came to the world to be defeated in my life. Amen. Further reading, 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 through 9. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.